The solution is unlikely to be in sight, especially when internal party processes are being taken outside the normal processes of conflict resolution, where we see people lambasting each other in media and in public and also in rallies. What is likely to happen is that this may weaken the party, tear it apart, and the end product is that some of the individuals may emerge stronger than the party, which actually weakens its potential capacity to effectively challenge ZANU-PF in the next election.
Now, there are some analysts who are saying that the MDC won't make it in terms of removing President Mugabe from power if they are not united. Do you buy that kind of idea?
Actually, what we were going to look at as an effective opposition that can challenge ZANU-PF was not only a united MDC, but an expanded MDC that integrates all the elements of the opposition as it was constituted perhaps in the 1999 era. So with these developments, it's a further setback to an already divided, weakened, and poorly organized political formation.